I'm going to invite our elders to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to reflect on the gospel, to revel in the gospel, to treasure together the good news that Jesus took my place. Jesus' body was broken. His blood was poured out to wash me clean, to forgive my sins. But treasure the fact that because of what he did on the cross, his righteousness is now credited to the believer, to the one who has no righteousness of his own, but instead, all my righteousness is filthy rags. Any performance I attempt to offer to the Father to say, oh, look at these good things I've done, he says, that's offensive. Because what you're saying is, I'm going to set aside Jesus' righteousness, and I'm going to hold up my own. And he says, that stinks. That's offensive. That's gross. No, we come, say, I have nothing but my sin to offer, and you have cleansed me by your blood. Now, the way I stand before you is clothed in the righteousness of my Lord Jesus, who lived a perfect life in obedience to his Father. I am welcomed in, not on my own merits, but on the merits of Jesus, given to me as a gift by grace freely. We'll serve you if you're trusting in Jesus, if you're depending on his righteousness on your behalf. Take bread, take juice, reflect on what he did for you, the full extent of what he did to rescue you. He didn't just bring you to zero and leave you to do it on your own. He did it for you. And now he invites us into a relationship where we walk with him each day. Take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll, as a body of believers, give him thanks and take those together. Thank you, Father, that it is for our sake, for our benefit, that you made your sinless, perfect Son, Jesus. You made him to be sin on our behalf, so that in him, as we are hidden in Jesus, we become the righteousness of God. We stand before you not in our sin, but forgiven, washed clean, made holy, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. That's our only access, that's our only plea, that's our only hope. And thank you that you welcome us in, you bring us near, safely clothed in the righteousness of Christ. What a treasure the gospel is that we celebrate today. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross, what you did throughout those 30 years that you lived in a human body, perfectly obeying in a way we never could. Thank you for your righteousness credited to us as a gift through grace. We receive a good gift, grace, from your hand today, and we just say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.